This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harriet Rose. As that guy just said at the beginning of the show, welcome to the Harriet Rose Show. This is FUBAR Radio. You're locked in. It's 4 o'clock. We've got a massive show today. In fact, we've got so many exciting guests coming up in the next few weeks. You're really going to want to stay locked. Today we've got Matter coming in a little second. Kimo Frankel, I chatted to him last week. He came on the phone for a little prereq because he doesn't live in the UK, lives in Amsterdam. He is really sweet and exciting. I'm looking forward to you guys hearing that one. Quits 93 is going to be in the studio, and Dan Kaplan, who's featuring on the brand new Rudimental track right now. It's very, very, very sick. If you haven't heard it already, you'll probably be hearing it a little later. We've got music news and reviews today. Now, obviously, it's been an exciting week. We've heard some huge news from Britney. Such huge news that I can't speak. Wireless Festival has announced their headliners. Plus, we've got some news about 50 Cent. I'm going to be talking a bit about Aminé. And the Grammys is coming up, and Black Eyed Peas has dropped a pretty cool song. And our mate Liv Dawson, who we had on the show a few months ago, has had a really exciting announcement that I'm going to chat about later. Plus, we've got a clip, a little throwback clip from when she came in the studio to talk about her new single, which we're very, very excited about. But she's got some exciting news coming up about a tour that she's going to be doing. So I'll tell you all about that a little bit later. We're going to kick off the show with one of my favourite people. I think one of everybody's favourite people, maybe even the Queen's favourite person. It's Cardi B, her brand new track, Bartier Cardi, featuring 21 Savage.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cartier body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cartier got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier big brain on offset. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier big brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Cart. Who took your bitch at the party? Cart. I took your bitch in the party. Cart. Who that be flags Martian? Cart. Who that don't freak in the cut? Cart. Who got them freaks in the truck? Cart. Then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wannabe Cart. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonwalks in this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slump. Your bitch want party with Cart. Cartier body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cartier got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier be brain on offset. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Saint Laurent Savage in a Aston. Yeah. High end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast.
Oh God.
I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin'. Ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken.
Oh God.
I put the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titties.
21.
I'm in a Bentley truck. She keep on sucking like it's tennis.
21.
All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth millions.
Oh God.
The bitch so bad, I popped a Molly before I hit 21.
Your
21.
Bitch want party with Cardi. Cartier body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cartier got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier be brain on offset. Cartier took your man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier. Cartier be brain on offset. Step in this bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? Yeah. I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Popping that too. Ooh. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and bracelet. I got your bitch and she naked. Ice on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Swap at the dick for the brand. Swap at your bitch for your man. Swap at the trap for the fame. I sell them Cardi B, Cardi a frame. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi Cartier body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Cartier got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow up the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cartier ticket, man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier, Cartier be brain on offset. Cartier ticket, man, you upset. Cartier got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cartier put the pussy on offset. Cartier, Cartier be brain on offset.
Cardi B, everyone's favorite person. That's her brand new banger, Bartier Cardi. I mean, she's featuring on everybody and everything right now. She's also got 5 songs in the top 20, as we learnt last week. She's smashing it very hard, and I'm very proud of her. Well done, her. Although I didn't really know about her before Bodak Yellow, which is awful, but I hadn't watched the programme that she was in, so I didn't know about it. So it's a nice surprise for me to learn to love one. You know, like how much I'm in love with Stormzy. It's that kind of love that I feel for Cardi B. I feel proud of her. Talking of Stormzy, we're going to give you a little bit of music news and reviews now before we have Matter in the studio. Wireless Festival have announced their headliners. Now, it's January, what is it? January the 25th. And I'm already thinking about festivals, which makes me feel a little bit sick, because in Fubar Radio, we tend to go to every festival and do the backstage chats with all the artists, which is amazing, but quite a lot, you know, you get quite tired. That sounds awful that I'm saying that. Basically, drink too much, and I've been doing dry Jan, so I can't really imagine myself in the festival mindset, but this Wireless announcement has made me very, very, very much in the mindset and ready and excited. Haven't been to Wireless for a few years now. Last time I tried to go was when Drake was headlining, and everyone ran at the gates, so they wouldn't let us in. Basically, I couldn't run fast enough, so I didn't even try, which is tantamount to my personality to a T. Firstly, let's talk a little bit about who's been before. So we had, obviously, Drake, Nicki and Kendrick headlining in 2016. And Nas brought out Damian Marley last year, which is obviously mind-blowing. Wiley, we all know about Wiley's situation. He pulled out last year and Lethal Bizzle took his place for a huge, huge amount of money that he posted on his social media, which we love him for. And then apparently, and I don't know if I was here for this or if I was, I must have been too, I don't know, not concentrating to notice, but Kanye West was booed after a 20-minute rant in 2014 when it was raining. There's nothing worse than being at a festival when it's raining. Nothing worse. When you're damp and you're standing still watching. But in exciting news, producer Abby's just told me that the tickets for this year have sold out, which is probably tantamount to the very, very hot lineup they've announced. Kicking off on Friday, we've got J. Cole, which is sick. Also, my best friend, Post Malone, is going to be playing. And when I say best friend, we are literally best friends. So if you try and say that we're not, go and watch the video of us, because we had a great time. He loves Weatherspoons. He's supposed to be taking me out for dinner. Hasn't texted me back yet, though. Has not replied. So if you're listening, Post, pop me a reply, babe. We've also got Wretch 32, Mabel, Kojo Funds, Belly Squad, loads of people. Dineo's playing, Goldlink. And that's just Friday. And we've got Mr. Wiley back on Friday as well. Now, Wiley, hun, I'm telling you, don't go anywhere else the day before, because obviously you need to be ready for this performance. We love Wiley, though, so we forgive him. And also, he was actually very sweet and cute when that happened, because it was completely out of his control. Can I just note that Mabel, previous guest of Harriet Rose's Fubar Radio Show, is playing Wireless, which is huge. We love Mabel. We're very much behind that girl. She's been smashing it recently, loving her new track that she put out last week with Notes. It's so sick. Saturday, Stormzy, the man himself, is headlining. We've got Migos, J Huss, French Montana, Black, Belly, Mo Stack, Fredo, Hardy Caprio, Rams. Rams is going somewhere, isn't he? His track Barking is absolutely barking off the charts. That's always a good joke. Sunday, DJ Khaled. Now, I think that is going to be lol, because it's DJ Khaled and Friends. So, Friends of DJ Khaled, we know, are Justin Bieber, of course, Who else is friends with DJ Khaled? Rihanna's friends with DJ Khaled. I mean, we don't know that they're actually friends, but they've made songs together, so we're hoping. Basically, we're hoping for some of the biggest names in music to be turning up at this Sunday headliner. Special guest Giggs is going to be coming on. Ray Shremmerd and Lil Uzi Vert. Cardi B, the one and only, is hitting the stage on Sunday. Playboi Carti, Lil Pump, Notes, who we just mentioned before, and loads of other people. It's 6-7 are going to be there, which is sick. It's probably the best wireless lineup I've seen in a while, but the only huge downside, as Lily Allen pointed out very well, is that there is only three women on the lineup. Obviously, there's more to be announced, and we're hoping they're all going to be women, because if they're not, then something is wrong here. But I'm still very pumped. All these artists are fantastic, but Wireless, naughty, naughty. There should not only be three women on the lineup that you've announced. But we're really excited. We love Wireless Festival, and we're excited to see all these artists. I don't know which day I'm most excited about. I think it's a tough one because each day has its benefits. My best friend Post Malone, I can't miss that. My other best friend Stormzy, who once retweeted me, can't miss that. And then DJ Khaled, I've never spoken to him. Maybe I'll get to meet him if I go. So, you know, each day has its merits. The last time I went to Wireless Festival was when Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z played together. I cried for a large amount of that. It was fantastic for good reasons. I wasn't sad. I was very, very happy. I also managed to break into the backstage area by pretending I was a dancer. Belly dancer, which I don't know what that means, whether it means I've got a good belly or a bad belly, but I got in. So if you're trying to get into the backstage area, just pretend you're in a rush and that you're about to start belly dancing in 5 minutes because it seemed to work for me. I'm going to play some music now and then we're going to get Matter in the studio. This track is coming from Camila Cabello's brand new album. Very big fan of hers. Very big fan. She's doing lots of great things. She was on The X Factor, which I didn't realise. Fifth Harmony, the band that she was in, I don't know if they won or they were in it. They didn't win. But they were in the US X Factor. And she's just absolutely Zayn Malik-ing the max out of this. She's left the band and she's smashing it. If you haven't listened to her album, it's really good. It's really very good. This is Never Be The Same, which is up in the charts, all over in your face right now. So I'm going to play it for you again. of Camila Cabello there. Joining me in the studio is Matta, a.k.a. Louis, a.k.a. Lewis, a.k.a. the most incredible name in the world. Your real name is pretty amazing. Luis Atahualpa Faber. Is that correct?
Atahualpa.
See, look, that's the most incredible name ever.
It's a good name, right?
Where does it come from? What's its origination?
It originates from Peru. Atahualpa was the last Inca prince before the conquistadores, the Spaniards, came over with their gods and just sort of changed everything.
Wow.
For the worst, I guess.
It's absolutely beautiful, the name, if not from the situation.
Yeah, my brother's actually called Tupac, which is the second last Inca prince. And I think that's what the rapper, his mum, would have named him after.
Oh, really? Is that your brother's first name?
Yeah, Tupac Felber.
That's a very cool name. Mm. Does he get a lot of, like, because I bet he gets a lot of Tupac jokes from that.
A lot. And a lot. But yeah, but he also goes by Toop, which has got nice little swing to it.
I feel so lame being called Harriet right now. So lame. So how are you feeling? You had your gig last night.
I'm really good. Yeah, it was a really fun gig. I've kind of been in the studio like the day before yesterday for like, had a 12-hour stint.
Oh my God.
Working on the next thing.
Seabright Arms, though, is an amazing venue.
Yeah, Seabright Arms was really good. The sound guy, big ups to Johnny, who was just fantastic. He had a huge job on his hands. But no, it was really good. Like when we started playing, everyone was sort of chatting. That was quite a full room.
Which happens.
The first song's really quiet. And like, if it's not a headline show, you got to win them over. And by halfway through, it was like silent. It was really polite and amazing.
But that's actually a huge achievement for a gig, isn't it?
It felt really good. Everything about it felt awesome.
Towards the end of dry January in a pub. Like, there's definitely going to be some rowdy, chatty people in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm so pleased it went well. And does it feel good to be performing live as an artist yourself? Because obviously you're a writer and producer and...
Yeah, I mean, I've been performing in other bands for a while now, but it's the best feeling in the world.
This is it's not solo because it is a band, but it's kind of you are the...
It's a project that started with me and two friends.
Yeah.
And now it's turned into a band.
Which is exciting. Really, do you prefer to work with a band scenario or do you like being solo?
Well, live I do, you know, playing the songs live. But in the studio, it kind of depends on the song, really. I'm a bit of a...
And your mood, I guess.
Overthinker with that, yeah. But yeah, it's I love being in a band. I'm loving all the dudes a lot.
It's a cool vibe you're going for. Like, I love the video for DDD, which is part of a two single EP. Yeah. So you've got double tracks, The Real Thing as well. Yeah. DDD, the video is out. And so is The Real Thing, actually. We can all go and check that out. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But DDD's very, like, dark and mystical video, isn't it? You said of the single that it's loosely based on the tumultuous relationship with Mother Nature.
I did say that, didn't I?
Ooh, you sound so clever.
Well, the lyrics, the song is kind of about that. I thought it'd be kind of cool to write a song about humanity and Mother Nature being like in a relationship, which we are in a big sort of scale.
Massively, yeah.
And like, if they were a couple, what would that couple be like? And basically the guy, Humanity, who's the guy I play in the video, is just a bit of an arsehole, a bit of a dick, like most guys, I guess, at points in relationships.
It wasn't me that said it.
It's true. And and the whole video is a mayor who plays Mother Nature. She's sort of doing this dance, but I'm ignoring her the whole time. And that was actually, as you can see, it was a really fun video.
You guys had a lot of chemistry.
It was hard to ignore her for like 5 hours of that dance.
I know, there's actually elements of when she's like doing the little dance on top of your lap.
Yeah.
That I can tell that you can almost, but it really makes the video because you can almost see humankind or like you breaking down and being like, I can't resist like paying attention to you. It's like Donald Trump. We need to get Donald Trump. She needs to get in the room with Donald Trump, doesn't she?
Get in the room with that guy.
No, let's not do that. So it's directed by Kenny Quay and Alice Delisle. How did that team come together? Are they good friends of yours?
Alice is a really good friend of mine. The first band I produced actually was her first band, Thrush Metal.
Oh, sick.
Which was a four-piece girl band from back in the day. And we did like a four-song EP. So I've known Alice for ages, and we were just sitting in a room, basically. I was showing her what I'd been up to, and she came up. We've just bounced ideas, and we came up with this idea. and show me pictures of Izumea, and I was like, yeah, that could work.
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah,
and
I
also she co-directed the Real Thing video as well.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
Yeah, and like Kenny Cray is a really good. That's yeah. I can't say his real name because he's super top secret. It's not Donald Trump, but he's an amazing artist.
Oh.
So he had a cool vision. And we're
now
we're all
good
friends.
Now I want to know who he is.
Just keeping that mystery alive, yo.
He's one of the Cray-Trent twins who didn't die. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I like the vibe. Your style is something that I haven't seen for a long time. And, like, you know, like the film The Crow?
Yeah.
That video kind of had that real vibe about it. Obviously, that film is, like, shrouded in, like, strangeness.
It's a great
and,
comic book
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah. I haven't ever seen the comic book.
It's really good.
The only comic book I've ever read is Beano. Did have a subscription, though.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah. I sound a little bit more lame than you there.
Beano's good. No, I like all that, the dark sort of stuff. I mean, there's this comic book called Sandman written by Neil Gaiman, who's a, you know, British treasure, I guess is what you say. And it's all about the Lord of Dreams, and it's all quite dark. It's all about that part of your head, you know, that you don't really know about until you're like asleep, and then suddenly
the bit that
you
we
wake
don't
up
use.
And you forget. And yeah, I like all that. I'm very intrigued by all that a lot.
So, do you think that's sort of infiltrated your songwriting and your imagination in terms of music? Is that the comic books and that sort of style of, I guess, reading and writing? Has that influenced you?
Yeah, definitely, and films. It's all influence and friends, you know.
Yeah, like, being around other musical people.
Yeah, and I've been in bands for years, and yeah, it's who you surround yourself by, really.
Who would you say was your sort of biggest musical inspiration
today?
Right now, in this moment, like how you're feeling with Matter and everything that you're working on.
I listened to a lot of Neil Young this morning.
Oh, so it's making you feel good.
So Neil Young.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
And actually, I listened to that tune in the car on the way here, Prince, If I Was Your Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That tune, it's like, why don't we have songs like that anymore?
I know what
and
you
I
mean.
And I wonder how many man hours went into making that song. I wonder if it was just like he walked into the studio, was just like, that just came out. It's like, yeah, it's done. But
he's one of those artists you'll just never be able to crack how it was. It's like David Bowie. It's just happened. But I think music is definitely made very differently now, isn't it? I mean, what's your sort of experience of it from start to finish? Like, not start to finish, but start to now. You know, how have you seen the music industry change in terms of a producer and an artist?
The industry or the process?
Well,
the process.
Both.
Well, the industry seems to be constantly changing. Like when I was first playing in bands in like 2006, you didn't really have Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff.
Just MySpace. You had
MySpace, yeah. And now that's like, you know, it's always changing, which is really exciting, I think. It's like evolving while we're in the motion of it, which is cool. Can't fight it. It's there.
Did you have your own personal MySpace profile, just quickly?
Yeah.
What was your song?
Chooch DC. I think I had one of my songs on there.
Just like wooing the ladies.
I had a band called the Eraserheads.
Oh.
And I think our song was called No Apologies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's kind of like a grungy, sort of trying to be Nirvana banger.
Did you get loads of DMs from that? Did you get lots of people down in the DMs?
Not enough.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Maybe more so now Twitter's here.
Maybe. We'll see.
You write a lot and produce. You've written recently for Lil Khana and Rat Boy and Mick Jagger.
Yeah, well, I wrote a song for that show, Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
Which was out recently. And I was in a band called Turbogeist, and we ended up doing a song with Mick.
Nice.
I mean, he kind of got us the gig because one of the guys in the band is his son. And
Good link.
Really good link. And, you know, he liked the two of the songs that he wrote, and on one of them he helped Jimmy write the lyrics. So he got some credits on that.
That's nice as well. What a nice guy Mick Jagger
Lovely
is.
Lovely guy. I tip my hat to Mick Jagger.
We all do.
And, yeah, with Loyal and, or Ben and Jordan, Ratboy and Lil Khana, we did a couple of days in the studio together, but those songs haven't seen the light of day.
Well, they might.
Yeah.
But they're lovely boys, aren't they? I've met them both, and they're really sweet.
Really talented as well, yeah.
Sweet angels.
Yeah.
So would you say that that's a part of you that... Does it help your sort of personal music career to kind of get out of your system some of the songs?
Yeah, I think it helps your growth, like, as a creative to work with other people. Like, for example, I'm a guitarist. Like, that's my first instrument. But I play a lot of the stuff on the Matter, most of it except for drums. Ben Bones plays drums. Big up Ben Bones.
Ben Bones has got a great name.
He does. And yeah, I was doing these club nights with my mate Tom Frog, another really good name.
Yes. And oh my God, your friend's amazing.
I had these Cuban and Bangladeshi and like Afro funk guys come down every week to play. They're like the sort of whatever band that would play there every week, and I'd get up and play guitar with them, and I was totally out of my element. But like after a couple of months of doing that, I noticed like a lot of improvement in my playing, because it's just like you're just getting yourself out of your comfort zone in any situation. Like musically is like the best thing, I think, because you learn a lot.
I think also in life in general, isn't it?
I was going to say that, but I don't want to be quoted on that. But yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, can we think of an example where it's not...
Where it doesn't work. Maybe when you're a free-flying, hanging person who does that stuff where they jump off buildings,
yeah.
don't go too far out of your comfort zone there, because I think you might... Like, you could... That bad things could happen.
Really
but
bad.
Maybe that's the only one I can really think about.
Oh, I guess drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a career, though, is it? Or is it?
I guess if you're so high, you could... think it's a career in your head.
That's true. I guess so. Well, yeah. Don't do it then.
Don't do drugs, kids.
In any other realm, let's just get
don't
out
do
of
drugs
our...
and hang off high buildings.
Definitely don't do that. Definitely don't do that. So Matter has a few meanings.
It's got endless meanings.
It obviously means substance, and then also because you're British Peruvian.
Yes.
And it has in that from that Peruvian aspect, it means a certain aspect of killing, death, or death of the old self.
Mm.
Which one do you sort of relate to most?
Definitely old self, definitely. I mean, I've had a lot of reincarnations in this life and past lives, I feel. And it's just when I make this music and play this music, it was the first thing I sort of did that sort of felt made me feel refreshed. And like when we play live, I kind of want the audience to have that feeling as well. You know, you sort of forget the old stuff. It's all about the present and the future.
And how do you think your sort of background in terms of your British and Peruvian culture has affected how you make music in general? Do you think it has, or do you think it's just you being you and there's no sort of thought that goes into
it? I think culture affects everyone. And like being able to speak another language definitely helps. You know, they say you just like, I'm born in England, so you dream in English. Like, I've never had a dream in Spanish, but I feel that like speaking, going to Peru and being able to speak another language, it does help. And also the music is so rich in culture over there, and the food
is amazing.
It's insane. Like, it's doing really well over here, which I'm really happy about now. But yeah, we used to live out there, and I love Peruvian culture, and I love the music as well. There's a lot of great sort of 70s guitar bands that came out of Lima from just like what was happening over here in the 60s. Because before the internet, everything was like a 10-year delay.
Yeah.
Over there. And
you had to actually travel to places and do stuff. Yeah,
or like hear about it from your friends that brought back records, you know. I guess it's like the Stones in the 60s listening to like Muddy Waters and Leadbelly. But yeah, and then the music my granddad listened to, the Creole music is like insane as well, like the guitar playing, and just the feeling of it makes you feel really good. And I don't know if I think my music sounds like that. Maybe it will more as the more I do it, but I definitely have that in mind in my, you know, DNA.
That's the thing, is it doesn't necessarily have to be a recreation. It can just be something that inspires you to make the music that you want to make.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Mm. And I think that's a huge thing for anyone to make something, you know, to get up and do something. And I think the culture definitely helps that. Being obsessive, like nostalgia is, I think that stops people from growing.
Interesting.
Mm.
I kind of agree with you though. And tell me a bit about The Real Thing, the sort of B-side to the single.
That's a song about desire and like how we live in a world where it's kind of hard, you know, in the world of like Tinder and Grindr and Facebook and all that stuff, where it's hard to like pinpoint what you want, and it's just about wanting something real in the simplicity of it. And yeah, in the video we've got Louisa, my friend that does this fanzine called Hate Zine in the video, and Jack Payne, and who just did the Insecure Men video, Saul's band, and Alice DeLau also co-directed it. And yeah, it's basically like Louisa being the object of everyone's desire, but it's all distorted, and it's really beautiful. It looks like a moving Francis Bacon painting.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't know the technicalities of it, but Jack came up with this really cool way to film her. You know those old, like, you know the film Men in Black?
Yeah.
When Will Smith goes for the interview. Yeah. That's my Bible. That scene where he goes and sits in the, like, 60s egg chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he got one of those egg chairs and put, like, a light around the frame of it, and Louisa inside, and used, like, this camera that sort of distorted everything, all her movements, but the light was in time to the music. It's all, like, 4-4. The tune kind of reminds you of, like, Ketamine, Ian Dury tune. It's weird.
So it's pretty conceptual vibes you're going on. Is this kind of the future of matter? What's coming up next? Is it you going to continue on this vibe, or you just don't know? Whatever comes.
I've got loads of songs, and I just want to basically put them out there in interesting ways. But, you know, one thing at a time. I've put this out, and at the moment, I just mixed the next singles, the next two singles.
Yeah.
I'm going to do them separately. One song's called Fear, and the other song's called No Fools.
Ooh.
And they're both going to have very cool videos.
I'm very excited. The videos are sick, man. I really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
A video that kind of opens your mind and makes you, like, question what you're watching is something that I really enjoy. And it's actually one of my favourite parts of music is the visual
elements.
Well,
I grew up on that, you know, of MTV before it was whatever it is now.
Yeah.
It was like, that was like always on in my room, you know, 120 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff.
Love. Mm. And also, like, moments that remind me of watching music videos in that vibe, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, like Dire Straits always did, like, weird, cool videos like that back in the day.
Well, they were one of the first ones, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat
to us.
Thank
you for having me.
Let's play a little bit of DDD.
Please.
And let us know when you're next around, what's coming next. Pop back in and see us.
Can I just do a little plug?
Please.
So the single's out on Love, Love, Love Records. You can buy it on allthingsmatter.com or the Love, Love, Love Record site.
You can get it on vinyl as well.
You can get it on vinyl, 12-inch vinyl. It's on Spotify, all that stuff. And we're playing a show a week on Saturday at Five Bells supporting IROC for Independent Venue Week, and then Shackwell Arms on the 6th of February.
Lush. Well, yeah. I'll be definitely down to one of those, because I couldn't make last night, which is a shame, but I'm looking forward to seeing
you live. Well, they're getting better and better, so come down.
Great. Well, can you introduce your lovely single DDD for us, please?
This next song is called DDD by Matter.
Oh, yeah. this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Street living, caught in the trap. Guns and books sell crack or rap. Be like kings or be like pawns. They called us coons, now they call us cons. Street niggas be packing pistols. Terrorists be blasting missiles. Crips and bloods and retail thugs. CIA planes bring Colombian drugs. And don't push me, cause I'm close to hell. The teachers in my neighborhood could hardly spell. And compared to them, prison guards get paid well. 10 years, no bells, 4 years a year. So forget about the statue of General Lee. Because the status of blacks are generally gonna end up in some penitentiary. Systematically, that's how they made it to be. Listen, they derailed the soul train and put a nightmare in every Martin Luther King. And privatized prisons are owned by the same slave masters that own the slave trade game. And racists no longer have to be racist, cause niggas kill more niggas than the KKK did. Now every time I hear a new Def Jam, niggas killing niggas like they Ku Klux Klan. I understand, what's a nigga to choose? Be the killer or be the dead dude in the news? I get it, what's a nigga to do? No education in the hood, got a nigga confused. Street living, tough conditions, brainwashed by the television. We lost in the world we live in. Double cross love, lost no religion. Street living, oh my gosh. Another brother got shot by the Saj. Another cop got off with no charge. If you're black in the hood, you at large. You're guilty until you're proven innocent. If you're ivory, they treat you different. If you're ebony, they assume your temperament will be vigilant and they call you militant. You'll get shot and they'll say the incident is cause you're belligerent. What a coincidence. Born and bred, but you're still an immigrant. And if you ain't dead, you gon' see imprisonment.
There's more niggas in the prison than there ever was slaves. Cotton picking. There's more niggas that's rotting in the prison than there ever was slaves. Cotton picking. So how we gonna get about the trap? Guns and books sell crack or rap. Street living, hustle or hoops. Guns and books get shot or shoot. Street living, ain't no rules. Break the law, make the breaking news. The life you choose could be the life you lose. Niggas getting stuck for them Nike shoes. Street living, ain't no joke. It's a cold world, better bring your coat. Revolt, cause the streets are broke. And now they wanna take away our dreams and hopes. Street living, no economics. No way out of the Reaganomics. Affected by the black plague, new bubonic. No comprende, we speak Ebonics. Street living, what's your position? You could take action or take a dick. Listen, you could get fucked by the system, or you could say fuck the system.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. I just absolutely missed the end of the song there. That's why I had a big break. Welcome back. That was Black Eyed Peas, Street Living. I was just chatting to the girls next door. Gosh, I'm good at my job. So actually, I wanted to talk about that track, Black Eyed Peas, Street Living, because it is supporting... Basically, Black Eyed Peas are back together. And we were just... The reason I wasn't in here was because we were discussing whether or not Fergie was still in the band. She's not anymore. But this is... A track about, they're sort of basically, they're raising awareness for prison industrial complex, immigration, gun violence and police brutality. They've put a website up that you can go and have a look at all the information. It's www.blackeyedpeas.com/streetliving. And it's, they're raising money, sort of supporting, trying to basically raise awareness for basic human rights that are being ignored. More than 100,000 people in America are shot by guns every year. 96 people are killed by gun violence every day. I think they're just essentially trying to support and raise awareness for this. And this track, if you go and watch the video, it's really, really beautifully done. It's very interesting. So I just recommend everyone goes and has a look at that. Plus, it's a really good track. Nice comeback there from the Black Eyed Peas. So keep an eye. They might be doing a tour. Who knows? Hopefully Fergie will come on. Because actually, when I was about 16, I went to see Black Eyed Peas perform live at the Birmingham Carnegie Academy. And Fergie shocked me to the core because she sang while doing a backflip. So she was singing, holding her microphone, and she did a standing backflip and continued to sing. Never seen anything like it. Perhaps that's why she's no longer in the Black Eyed Peas, though, because perhaps it's too strenuous. Because actually, you know, that is quite hard to do. And that was, you know, a little while ago. So maybe she's just like, guys, I need a break from the backflips. I need a calm, chilled vibe. But who knows? She might turn up if they do a tour. We don't know. But everyone loves a bit of will.i.am as well, don't they? Such a nice guy. We love him. Very exciting news today on Music News and Reviews. We're going to have a little chat about Britney Spears. Yep, that's right. Britney Spears is coming back and is performing for the first time since 2016, which may not feel like that long ago, but she only did like a little small Apple Music performance when they were doing the Apple Music Festival. She came in 2016 and she performed a small version of the Piece of Me tour that she then went on to do in Las Vegas for like 600 years. And she was actually the third best performer at Las Vegas, only pipped the post by Celine Dion and Elton John. And to be honest, you wouldn't want to beat Celine Dion or Elton John. Do you really want to be ahead of Celine Dion? I don't ever want to be better than Celine Dion. If I can get to half as good as Celine Dion in my lifetime, not singing wise, just generally her day-to-day life, I'm going to be a happy bunny. Same as Elton John. Also, just side note, while I'm here, while I'm chatting about music, Elton John has just announced a 3-year tour. 3 years. 3 years. Constant. It's his farewell tour, but it's for 3 years. 3 years. I've never heard of a tour being 3 years. Anyway, so you can catch him on tour as well, but or you can catch the third best Vegas performer, Britney Spears, in Scarborough. And also Brighton Pride, because Brighton Pride is going to be... That is... Apparently, it's already sold out. It's already sold out and it only came on sale, I think, like Monday or Tuesday. Do you think Britney knows what Scarborough is? Do you think she knows where it is? Do you think she's heard of it before? Maybe she's performed there before. Maybe she likes to take the kids there for a beach break. Or maybe she will after she visits there. Who knows? But yeah, Brighton first. Very, very, very chuffed about that. Although it's sold out, I'm a little bit not chuffed about that because I didn't get a ticket. But fingers crossed, I think she's playing the O2. But I just feel like you'd get well close and you might get a flick of her sweat on you if you go to the Brighton Pride. Because I feel like you're going to be physically closer to her. Whereas I think if she flicked her sweat across the O2... you'd be worried if it could reach you, you know, even if you're on the front row. A few weird facts about Britney that I wanted to bring to your attention that I thought were interesting. Weird or like interesting, you can name them whatever you will. First one, Britney's hit single, Baby One More Time. We've all heard it. We've all sung it. We've all danced along to it. It was originally written for TLC. I can't really see that having worked, to be honest. I think they made the right decision going for Britney. It also, the video was filmed in the same place they filmed Grease. So there you go. Those two are probably the most boring facts I've got here, guys. This is a good one. Prior to marrying Kate Middleton, Prince William and Britney used to email each other. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Emailing. Imagine. Hello, Britney Spears. It's Prince William. What? No. Very confusing. Anyway, this was way before he met Kate Middleton, by the way. There's no cross-referencing there. She said of it, he was supposed to come and see me, but somehow it didn't work out. That was my best Britney Spears impression for you there, guys. Lady Gaga originally wrote her duet, Beyonce, her duet with Beyonce, Telephone. Hello, hello, baby. For Britney. But Britney said no. Why did you say no, Britney? I'll ask her, guys. At Brighton Pride, don't you worry about that. I will get that question in there. She also said no to the song Umbrella. Bad mistake there, honey bunny, because that really kicked off Rihanna's career there. And in 2002, she actually opened her own... This girl can do anything. She opened her own restaurant in 2002 in New York. And finally, she accidentally set fire to her brother's apartment in 2002. So obviously 2002 was quite a stressful year. She opened an apartment and she opened a restaurant and set fire to her brother's apartment. But listen, I'm super excited to have her back in the country. Her Instagram brings me life on a daily basis. If you haven't checked it out, go and check it out. She does a lot of dance routines, a lot of fashion shows, a lot of sort of walking to music. I don't know who edits them, but she's got a good edit team over there, Britney does. Hopefully we'll get to see some of those filmed live if we get to see her performing this year. Plus, she just seems like a lovely girl. I have never met her, but I have heard you can book a meet and greet. You can book a meet and greet where you go and chat to her. I wonder if I would do that because I don't know if I'd want to meet some of my biggest heroes. Like, I don't know if I would pay for it because it might be a bit weird. I don't know if it would feel a bit sordid to be paying for some small talk with Britney. I'm not I don't know. But anyway, on that note, we're not going to play some Britney because maybe we'll play. Maybe I'll play Britney at the end of the show to celebrate. But for now, I want to play a track that I'm really, really excited about. This is ASAP Ferg playing Jane, but it's the remix featuring Nicki Minaj. Nicki's stepping up her game. She's doing loads of exciting stuff at the moment. And this track is banging. So take a listen. Plain Jane, ASAP Ferg, the remix.
Young Money. Ayo, Ferg.
Yeah. Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Ferg is the name. Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch. Prezi plain Jane. Yamagini chain. Rest in peace to my superior. Hermes Linga feed a village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me all BT and start tearing up. I'ma start killing niggas. How'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics where you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work selling Nicks at night. I was only 8 years old watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Knife to his gut. Hope daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands, bad. She was popping pills like rappers in society. I'll fuck your bitch for the irony. I said meet you at your hoe if your bitch keep eyeing me. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Suck a nigga dick or something, yeah. Suck a nigga dick or something.
Queens.
Suck a nigga dick or something.
Hey
yo, I'ma explain why you probably never see me. I push a Lamborghini, choke your magic like Houdini. My body shaped like genie, booty dreamy, waist is teeny. Yes, I told him to get titles, so he stream me when he leave me. I go hard in the booth, Biggie vibes, give me the loot. I'm a classy millionaire, bitches ain't got the coup. C-O-U-T-H, cause you can't spell it either. If I call him, then he coming home, running Derek Jeter. Bitches must be eating ass because I swear to bottom feeders. Ho, you know that you my son, I should've scrapped you as a fetus. All these bitches rocking inches cause they following the leader. I should switch it up on hoes and rock a afro like Lupita's. I don't keep up with the Joneses, but I do know Captain Zeta. I'm with Candace, TT, Tembi, and Viola, mi amiga. Rap bitches, they gotta check in with the queen. I'm the alpha, the omega, everything in between. Ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty plain Jane. Ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty plain Jane. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something.
Easy on the beat.
Really know this here for the city, nigga. Cool chains, plain James, and all that.
Plain James. Plain Jane remix. ASAP Ferg, Nicki Minaj there. What a banger! Really like that song. ASAP Ferg's very cool as well. I like him. I saw he's done some shoots recently with a photographer I really like, and it's looking sick. So I want to talk to you a little bit about Liv Dawson. She came in April last year. She's so lovely. One of those girls that just... I really, really want the world for her because she's so sweet. And now it seems like everything is happening for this girl. She's just announced that she's going to be touring with the one and only Khalid. Now, he's one of the artists of the moment in the US and the UK. Everybody loves him. He sings like a dream. Young, Dumb and Broke is one of my favorite songs of 2017. So he's doing a tour across Europe and she's doing the entire tour. Stockholm, Oslo, Copenhagen, Warsaw, Berlin, like everywhere. But there's also two dates in London, one in Manchester, one in Glasgow. The entire thing is sold out. So it's a amazing, amazing co-support start. Like, Liv is going to go out there to a completely, fully sold out tour, and she's so great. Her new tracks are wicked. We've actually played a few of them over the last few months, and if you haven't checked her out already, she's super sweet and her voice is fantastic. She's got a really good vibe about her. But here's a little clip from when she came in. We chatted a bit about sort of her experience in the industry, her music, and also the girl power vibe that all the girls in the music industry seem to be repping right now.
I didn't know how well my songs were going to perform. Like, no one really knew who I was. Like, I released Tapestry a year ago and I didn't have a clue how people were going to react to it, and to have 10 million streams overall on Spotify, it's just crazy, and I'm so grateful. For me, it's not really about the money, like, yeah, kind of thing. Like, I'm just really grateful that people are enjoying my music, and I love listening to, like, new music, and Georgia Smith, Ray Black, Ray, all of these people, like, I love listening to their music. I think it'd be silly to just be against each other. Like, it's girl power and all that. Like, I love being supportive. But, like, this is just the start of women supporting each other and everything. And before, it was kind of a battle against each other.
Like, Christina and Britney definitely weren't friends, were they? Like, and they probably were secretly, like, really good,
yeah,
friends.
They wanted to be, like, best friends.
Maybe they were best friends. I hope so. Oh my gosh. Girl power. Liv Dawson. It's very odd to hear my own voice when it's not coming out of my mouth. She's super sweet, as you can tell. Lovely girl. Really likes all the other girls that are singing right now too. Go and check out her music. And go. Well, I mean, I'd say go and get tickets to the Khalid tour, but you can't because it's completely sold out. But if you're already going, well done you, because I haven't got a ticket and I'm absolutely livid. But we love Liv Dawson. Congratulations. Huge news on the Khalid tour, and we're so proud of you. We're proud that we've had you on the show, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you in the very near future. Now, Crits 93 is in the building, so we're going to play a little bit of... Now, this is a band that I really rate. I met them a few months ago, and they're super sweet, super young guys, pretty much, and they've done this track with French Montana. I just think they're super sweet, and I like their vibe, everything about them. They're just cool and just really nice, and I like nice people, so I thought I'd play their music.
You know what it is when you hear that.
Señorita, I ain't trying to play.
No.
I've been thinking you should get a taste. You gon' wanna book me on the case.
Yeah.
Right away. Hey. They all trying to keep you on the block.
Yeah.
I'ma take you Italy, no stops. You gon' wanna kick it at the spot. Right away.
Pulled up and over. she's filling the view. Feet up in the coops like a field goal. We'll kick to the Melrose.
Featuring French Montana, Crits 93 is in the building.
Yes, what's going on, Harry?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. As we just discussed, you're a lot taller in person. Yeah. Well, not that you look short, but you just were really tall when I met you. And I was like, hold on. Yeah. You never told me you were this tall. I'd have never let you in if I'd known.
Yeah, a lot of people get nervous when they see you in real life. I'm pretty tall.
Well, no, you just like, basically, I'm quite small, and so I'm quite jealous of you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, but you're females, better when females are short anyway.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. Anyone listening, it's good that I'm short. Yeah. So tell me, you can't hear anything. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It's always like that. Don't worry. A minute ago, I just forgot to even go on the radio. So tell me about how's things. Are you good?
Yeah, everything's good. You know, everything's nice, man.
Very exciting, right? You've been a busy boy dropping a lot of singles in the last year.
Yeah.
Now Woe's dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Massive tune. Very different
Thank
vibe because you did a few like romantic songs, didn't you?
Romantic
slash you being really naughty and talking about it in songs. But like more of a vibe, like a lot of them were like talking to a girl.
Whereas
this one is a little bit different. I want to know, I want to talk a little bit about EMAC and how that all came about.
Okay.
But first, who are the guys and the girls that you're talking to? Because I like you're sort of talking to people about, it's in a similar vibe to Post Malone, Congratulations, in that you're sort of saying, you were all like ignoring me and now you're on me.
So
tell me a little bit about the backstory of that and how it sort of came about to this song.
Okay, so the world track, long story short, me and EMAC have worked with each other in the past on P. Montana's project. And then he shouted at me like, yo, we got to get another one. I was like, cool. So I went down to his side where he's from. He had a studio already, went down there, went in the studio, and then he played the beat, and I just was like, I like this, you know? I was just vibing to it for like maybe like 20 minutes, and I was just like, whoa, where were you? And I was, because I was feeling a bit, that day I was feeling a bit low myself, so I was like, you watch. I was talking to myself, having conversations with myself, like, you watch when you get there. And then, yeah, it just came out like that, really.
Do you know what, though? That seems to be a really good place for it to come from, because that, instead of you being like, oh, I'm sad, so I'm going to feel sad, you were like, I'm sad, so I'm going to make myself feel how I want to feel.
Yeah.
And that's the most powerful thing you could possibly do.
It was literally like the opposite of how I was feeling at the time.
Which is crazy,
isn't
it?
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's mad. It's mad.
I would say, honestly, genuinely, it's my favourite of your songs.
Thank you very much.
It's definitely the one that really caught my attention, and I feel like that's the vibe across the board, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Cola, and I like a few tracks, like a little bit romantic, a little bit naughty.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But this track seems to, like, you seem to have found yourself fully with this. Do you feel like that maybe is the case?
Yeah, because you know what it is? A lot of people that basically like found out who I am within the past year, not a lot of people know that I can actually rap as well, and rapping is pretty much my main thing. So I feel like this year what I'm going to do is just show people like a more diverse side of me, just let them know that I can do, I'm an all-rounder basically.
You're just a 360 talent.
Yeah,
up in here
basically.
Well, tell me, what is more nerve-wracking, rapping or singing or speaking? Maybe let's add speaking in there too.
I'll say singing, you know.
Yeah.
Singing, because singing is not
That's
my natural instinct, you know what I mean? So, say if I have to perform the song and I'm singing, I'm like, oh, shit.
I feel exactly the same about my own rapping.
Oh, is it?
I'm definitely at my best when I'm rapping.
I'll swear.
All the time.
I want to hear something today.
Yes, I will spit some bars.
All right, cool.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Drop something
around. It was the worst 2 minutes of my life. No, but it's nice to hear that, because actually I would have thought that rapping, because for me, from an outsider's perspective who doesn't know how to do any of those things, I would have thought rapping was more scary, because it's like I don't know.
No, with me, with the rapping, like, I love rapping because I can express myself just in the perfect way. Like, I get all my feelings out, especially how I want to get it out, you know what I mean? So, yeah, rapping for me is the easiest, the smoothest.
And you're good at it, by the way.
Thank you.
This song is huge. I really like it.
Thank you very much.
I noticed that you're in the video, you're handling a bottle of Hennessy. Now, isn't that stuff completely disgusting?
Do you know what? I'm not really a fan of alcohol, and I'm such a lightweight. So when I do take it, it's like, But when I have, to me, alcohol is like a shot of medicine. It's nasty,
really?
But it does something to you, innit? Do you know what I mean? So I just had to do it for the video, innit?
Okay, so you don't just drink, because everybody who I speak to about Hennessy, yeah, who's like exactly the same, like you vibe it in the video, but actually it tastes horrible.
Yeah.
But as you say, you think all alcohol tastes like that.
Yeah, I think all alcohol tastes like medicine.
But you know what? It's a really good thing to be a lightweight. Did you know that?
Why is that?
Because it's cheap.
Fair enough.
Cheap date. If it's true. Take you out on a date and I'm paying, mm-hmm, I'm chuffed that you're only having one drink. I'm chuffed a bit.
Yeah, I might not let you pay though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, it's that kind of thing, is it?
It's that kind of thing. Where I'm from, we don't let the girls pay.
Just so you know, I'm a heavyweight, so you're absolutely mugged off there.
It's calm anyway. We got this. If not, I'll mess with my manager like, yo.
Oh, he'll pay. All right, mate, come through. Okay, so the video, you look like you had a lot of fun. It was like, it was definitely like squad vibes.
Yeah.
You know, exciting. Mm-hmm. You're in the top of the Land Rover?
Yeah, that was the Range. Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun, you know. All my squad came out. Well, not all, actually. Shout out to the snakes that couldn't make it. But all my friends came out. We had a good time. And yeah, just shot the video, really.
And you had a good and do you think this is a good, like, would you say it's like an exciting part, or do you get very nervous doing the visuals?
Do I get nervous? I don't get nervous, but I think I get more frustrated or anxious than nervous, because I just want everything to fall through, you know what I mean, like come together the way I planned it. So I don't really think I get nervous, but anxiety definitely creeps in.
And I guess you're giving it to you're letting somebody else take control, so it's hard, right?
Yeah, especially when you have your own vision, but the director's like, they've got their own vision, so it's like kind of collab, but you've got to meet in the middle, innit? So yeah.
Was there any arguments on set?
Do you know what's crazy, this video is actually one of my quickest and just most straightforward visuals. Normally my other videos are a bit more complex.
Storylines. There's lots of storylines.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But this one was just like, okay, cool. We're going to go here. We're going to shoot. Boom, boom, boom. Do you know what I mean? Everything was just genuine, really. So, it was fine. It was fine. It was cool.
So this one's obviously a collab. Is there anybody in the UK music scene that you're looking at for a collab next? Is there anyone you would love to collab with?
Who would I like to collab with? One Ason.
Yeah?
Yeah, One Ason's dope. Sneakbo.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah. Who else? Chip.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to work with Chip.
So you got a list. This is good, because shout out to all those guys if you're listening. Yeah, let's
shout
get
out
in
to
the
all
studio.
Those guys. Yeah. And Steph, do you know what? And Steph as well. Steph London.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We love Steph on this show.
Yeah, she's sick. She's sick.
We had a little chat with her a few months ago when she did the track with French Montana.
Yeah.
She's a babe.
Yeah,
she is a babe.
She's amazing. Shout out to her.
She's going worldwide now as well, which is nice.
Yeah, she is literally.
Nice to see. Mm-hmm. Now your name is Crits93.
Yeah.
So I've decided to play a game with you to test. Well, basically the game is that you're going to choose these tracks that I picked that are all from 1993.
Yeah.
Which one you would like to be, which one you would like to have featured on, and why, okay? They're not necessarily the tracks that you would have, like, maybe chosen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes you think I was born in 93, to be honest?
No, I don't know that you're born in 93, but I know that you're 93 your year, so I just chose it as the year I was going to pick on you with.
It's a good game.
Because,
like,
look, you know, you said 93, so you're claiming to know things about the number 93, so I'm testing that.
Right, so
up first, we've got Silk, Freak Me, and obviously you've heard this one before, right?
Yeah, of course, I've heard this. Yeah, I heard it.
Crits 93 feature on that one. Okay, so that's your first option.
Yeah.
So you got to think, like, these songs obviously bangers.
Yeah.
But classics. Which one are you going to fit on, right?
Okay, cool.
Up next, who have we got now? Oh, this is a good one. Dream Lover, Mariah Carey.
Okay. Jeez. Hey, this is a vibe. It's a vibe.
Don't forget that Jay-Z, some of the greats have done duets with the old Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She's a big tings.
Yeah, of course. Sick.
Who's next? Oh, this is my personal favourite, which I think might be your favourite too. Okay. Bit of Meatloaf.
This is another classic.
Imagine Crits 93 coming in. I would do anything for love.
We can sort that out somewhere.
I mean, look, he's still alive, so let's do it. And then up finally, we've got I'm Every Woman, Whitney Houston.
Hey, this is vibey.
Yeah.
This makes me just want to go to gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't
let's go work out. Let's not collab. Let's just go and do a workout.
Yeah.
So, Crits 93.
Yeah.
How much, or how, which one, firstly, which one would you pick to do your collab with?
I think the Mariah one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Mariah one.
I'm a very big fan of Mariah. So you like Dream Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you pick her over Meatloaf, Whitney Houston and Silk.
You know what? Mariah's just got that beautiful voice that it can just catch anybody. Do you know what I mean? The one that is the kind of voice that makes the hairs on your skin stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a legend. Do you know what I mean? So if I could work with Mariah Carey, I think we'll come up with her. An amazing track, so yeah.
I think that's a really good choice. One other question for you in relation to Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
So the rumor is that she tends to like to be carried on stage and off stage.
Oh, okay.
So are you up for the challenge? Would you be up for carrying her personally on and off stage?
Yeah, that would be sick.
I mean, honestly, I would pay to carry her on and off stage.
Imagine me telling my mum I carried Mariah Carey.
How sick would that
be? Sick. That's sick.
Maybe, well, if you want, I'll come with you and carry her too.
Yeah, no, I think I can handle it myself.
I know you can handle it. I just want to get involved. Okay, cool. So hit up Mariah Carey if you're listening.
Yeah, Mariah Carey, if you're listening.
Let's do this.
Let's do this, man. ASAP.
Yeah, like a 1993 Dream Lover remix. Yeah. We'd love that. Well, thank you so much for popping in the studio. It's
no
been
worries.
Lovely to see you.
No, lovely to see you.
We're going to play a little bit of Woe now, if you could introduce it for us.
Okay, yo, this is Crits 93, and this is my new track, Woe, featuring EMAC.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa. Where were you when I was low? Diamonds on me and they froze. God blessing me like a cold. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, where were you when I was low? Diamonds on me and it froze, yeah, God blessing me like a cold. Bitches mad cause they see me less. Labels on me wanna reinvest. Money on me if you need to bet. If you didn't know, now you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, where was you when I was down and out? God direct me at the roundabout. Make sure I'm knowing which way to turn. I didn't know then but I'm finding out. I was so low but I'm rising now. My people online they ain't signing out. Try nick from one of my G's them. Rise up the cannon, we're wildin' out. I need some silver for bro. I need some gold for my mama. I need some platinum plaques like Rihanna. I need to show them we're rising from out of the gutter. Stick to the plan, I don't stutter. I need to show my math teacher that I'm not a fuck up. I'm busy working on all of these numbers. Now they know the underdog's on a come up.
Whoa, whoa, where were you when I was low? Diamonds on me and it froze, yeah, God blessing me like a cold. Bitches mad cause they see me less. Labels on me wanna reinvest. Money on me if you need to bet. If you didn't know, now you know. Yeah, didn't wanna know, now she wanna know. Now she wanna fuck with a nigga like me. Being on a roll, sitting in control. Now she wanna fuck, that's a nigga like me. Mix a paper and elastic. Niggas faker than some plastic. Never been a talker, trying to flip a core in my corner like I'm Raskin. I am the illest in East, I bring no wave to the streets. Anytime I ever fell to my knees, I rose to get back to my feet. Trying to get it with my bros. Had to flip a couple lows, yeah. Had to hustle through the cold. Now goes with me, I got the glow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where were you when I was low? Diamonds on me and it froze. Yeah, God blessing me like a cold. Bitches mad cause they see me less. Labels on me wanna reinvest. Money on me if you need to bet. If you didn't know, now you know. Whoa, whoa. Where were you when I was low? Diamonds on me and it froze. Yeah, God blessing me like a cold. If you didn't know, now you know. If you didn't know, now you know.
Whoa, Crits 93, banger, lovely boy. He did very well. I thought he chose very well with the Mariah Carey song. Very happy with that. So last week I had a chat with Kimo Frankel on the phone. We talked all things his new music. He's based in Amsterdam. We talked all about Amsterdam music and loads of exciting stuff. So we're going to have a little play of this chap now.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Multi-platinum hit producer Kimo Frankel joins us on the phone right now. How's it going?
It's quite well. I'm in the studio right now as well. So.
Oh, really? You never did? Stop?
No, I don't, actually.
I'm really, really, really loving Never Give Up and also Occasional Love. Occasional Love just had a re-release in January, didn't it? That was your first Kimo Frankel song.
Yes, that was one of which I thought I didn't want to do as a Kimo Frankel song. And then I reproduced it for some reason. I was like, I was jamming with it, and I was just working around the song. And I'm like, oh, it's starting to actually sound a little bit more like a Kimo Frankel song. And I was actually pitching it around before. Had more like an R&B trappy vibe, and I changed it, and all of a sudden it was a song for me, which was great because it's a great lead into Never Give Up and also into other things that I'm about to release.
You were ready to let it go, and then suddenly it was yours. Did that feel strange to you?
Yeah, it's somewhat strange because, yeah, I'm basically used to just pitching songs around and gets cut by somebody else. This one actually got recorded by somebody else as well. And you have to let that go because for some reason they don't want to release the song. And then you're like, okay, I don't know what to do with it. And you mess around with it and you find this thing that makes it sound a little bit more like my project. And, you know, sometimes you know that song so well. It's like, is it really for me? Is it really good enough? Is it really this? Is it really that? So it's hard to make that decision. But at the end of the day, I just do what I feel is best. I don't really want to overthink anything.
That's definitely a good way to be, and you can kind of feel that with Occasional Love. It's got a real carefree vibe to it. It's definitely bringing the summer vibes back into January, so I appreciate that. Thank you. It's kind of...
No problem.
It's a really gorgeous reggae track. What was the inspiration behind it when you originally wrote the song?
I was listening to, I'm going to be straight honest, I was listening to Master Blaster Jammin' by Stevie Wonder, which also has this, you know, that same rhythm to it. And I was like, I want to have something new with that same vibe. Because I know there's modern reggae songs, but they're mostly halftime and it's not produced in that same fashion. And I thought, I need something like that because I really love that song. And so I started working, and I was actually in the shower, and I started thinking of melodies that I could use as a song that would be a Master Blaster reference. And, you know, I started working on it, and 2 weeks later, I actually recorded it, and then I had my friend who I co-write all my songs with play guitars on it and change some chords, and we finished the song, and actually, I think 2 years later, it came about that I was going to release it as my single.
Wow, so it's been a long time in the making.
Yeah, well, we had a version, and then somebody recorded it, and then they didn't want to have it anymore.
It's definitely vibing.
Yeah, it took a while.
It's definitely vibing it for you. You made the right decision with that one.
Thank you.
You've also written loads of incredible songs, including Sex by Cheat Codes and Crisscross Amsterdam. That one went huge. Did you expect it to sort of go so viral when you wrote it?
No, I did expect, like, I thought it was going to be somewhat maybe of a Dutch hit, maybe. I was hoping for that, but I didn't expect it to be that big on an international level. And it just changed a lot of things for me, especially as a solo artist as well, because now I get to be a little bit more free about what I'm doing, because otherwise you'll overthink things. And yeah, I need this smash. But, you know, when you have that smash writing for somebody else, you can focus on a different level on your own stuff, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Talking of that Dutch smash, what was it like growing up in Amsterdam? What was the music scene like?
Somewhat funny at the beginning because, you know, it's a different language. And I've always listened usually to American stuff and English stuff, and also to some Dutch songs, but that's not, you know, I did some Dutch songs, but it's different. And I always wanted to be like, I grew up listening to Michael Jackson. I always wanted to be Michael Jackson. I always wanted to do that kind of stuff. And I was like listening to, you know, Usher and whatever, the Backstreet Boys. I always wanted to do that kind of stuff. And then when you start making music in Holland, people expect you to make music for Dutch artists. So it's funny because it's also a challenge if you're not listening to Dutch music that much and people expect you to, you know, to make it. Then it's like, okay, how are we going to do this? Or how are we going to, you know, find a bridge between those two worlds? But, you know, it worked at the beginning, but I've soon found out, I was like, yeah, I want to have a little bit more of an international feel to my songs.
And what's up next for you? What have you got planned for the rest of 2018?
A lot of my own stuff is coming out, so my own records, and I'm still pitching songs to other artists. I'm still working with other producers and other songwriters and other artists that I like. I don't know, we have a couple singles for me lined up, and there's a couple of songs that we pitch to other people that they're going to record, and then, you know, in the meantime, we're still pitching out and just working just the same as usual, but just continuing and trying to grow.
Amazing. Well, hit us up if you come to London for any live shows. We'd love to come and see
you.
Would be lovely. I really love both tracks. Like, Never Give Up is a proper pop banger. I really enjoyed it. And it's just, Occasional Love is just so, it's so vibey. Like, makes me feel like it's not freezing cold January right now.
Yeah, like, in January, people need that one. You know, unless you're in, like, California or something.
Yeah.
Some people...
No, it's perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. And we're going to have a little play of Occasional Love now. Will you introduce it for us?
You're listening to Fubar Radio. I'm Kimo Frankel, and this is Occasional Love.
Big up, Kimo. It's been so lovely to speak to you. We'll see you soon.
Stop asking, will you start getting better? But I'm better. I said, I'm so fed up. Leave me alone with your questions. Stop asking, will you start getting better? But I'm better. Them say, if it doesn't kill you, then it don't mind. But that doesn't mean Occasional love. Oh, I heard them say, it's time to mend, but tonight the same story again.
And you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. They don't want it with the queen, man. No.
all these porcupines? Why am I not surprised? Who got the V broken on Valentine's? Look me in the eyes and tell me that it's lies. But you won't, cause you already know that you're a joke and you're broke. You ain't got enough dough to be in bullshit. You're trap, mute it. Head stuck on football, boot it. I don't know why you really wanna do this. But RIP to your music. Wait too up, no peace, no deuces. You're a look of beg, beggars from the juices. Hitting with a new thing, call it exclusive. Don't need backing, I could do it in acoustic. Rag, all Billy Jean at y'all. Moonwalk on her, she will get better. Y'all get a slap on her head back. Neck back, get cut off. You're a big girl, now stand up. Don't call for me, get rang up. How do you mean that ain't all fibs? Swear on your life now, I know. Tell the truth, but you stop yapping away. Like so much, you give your mattress away. You can feel me like the clap in the bass. Bars hurt like a slap in the face. What? I'ma do some damage today. Shopping bags, I've got 10 bags in the safe. You need Jesus, baby, you need rebuking. Oh Lord, get to grabbing the face. Like Jesus, please forgive me for the sinning. My Jesus, please don't mean that I believe him. It's creeping up and karma has been given. I leave him shaking like the little Kimmin. Do this for my sisters or my women. Yeah. It could be genetics or the denim. Yeah. I'ma keep it shiny, keep on winning. So move for me with your instinct, you're a spirit, idiot. Yeah, love running the lips together. You and a husband. I was never into you, but I made you bend over. Like Western. But you're a virgin. Don't try act like you're perfect. Get a 9 to 5, it's not working. Big mouth, must wait to see a surgeon. I've been on a road, they're still learning. Fake news, remix the old version. These bars here, I got them all nervous. Gonna get all upside, you topsy-turvy. Disrespect the queen, you will get a mortgage. You can't even afford to get a mortgage. Too hot, really, I'm scorching, I'ma torch him. You are dead as a corpse with the mortgage. You large, not, you're smaller than a dwarf is. Louis Vuitton, you sure you can afford it? They didn't send you that, you went out and brought it. I heard your new tune, I just paused it. Eject it and fling it where? All that I want, my signature. Look, money up front, just bring it. No y'all can sit in this chair. Don't speak up the language, literature. No beef, got no steak in the house. I do it big, there, baby, your mouth. When I bite, it hurts, you're too fake in your mouth. I'm worth half a mil, you're changing the cow. Go check that. My brand, don't try rep that. When I pull up, it's a rap, no Xmas. You'll feel it in your belly like you're pregnant. Take a girl, step back, to step that. Nonsense, bars lock them out. Now they ain't conscious. Going on rude, going on obnoxious. Punchline, put off them out like boxes. I see me, and I see you too. You're annoying, like when I went on my iPhone and I seen you too. They won't holler, they won't bark, tell them woof woof. If they wanna send them shots, tell them boom boom.
Lady Leisha, RIP. That really made me laugh then, what she said about you too. Because you remember U2 put the album on everyone's iTunes. Everyone was like, what are you doing? I don't want your album. Give me the free choice to choose what albums I have on my iTunes. I couldn't work out how to delete that for ages. I didn't even ever listen to it. I feel bad for them, really, because I don't think they made any money on that. Anyway, 50 Cent, talking of making money. God, I'm so good at segues. It's unreal. Has accidentally become a millionaire again because he went bankrupt via Bitcoin. Now, do not ask me what Bitcoin is because I really don't understand. But it's some kind of mystical coin that I think was probably created in Habbo Hotel or some kind of MySpace world. Don't understand. But it's this thing that people, you can buy money that's not real money. It's just like online money. And apparently, it was announced, first of all, it was announced in early 2017 that he was no longer bankrupt and the rapper turned mogul. Yeah, that's right. 50 Cent, a rapper turned mogul's financial situation keeps taking wild new turns in positive directions. So who knows? What's his secret, number one? Who's he been speaking to? Has he done a deal with the devil? That's what I want to know. According to a report from TMZ, 50 Cent became the first... this is quite funny. The first rapper to accept Bitcoin as a payment for his Animal Ambition album upon its 2014 release. Now, that's a mindset of like, right... not sure this album's going to make any money. So let's gamble. Let's gamble away all of the what we make from it on this completely ludicrous scheme that has ended up making him a millionaire. Now, I think kudos to the man. And Abby is just sending me the current rate of Bitcoin. Holy mother of Lord. It's one Bitcoin, which is... a fake currency that was created by someone from Habbo Hotel or some weird chat room, probably. And it is worth £7,657 per singular Bitcoin. Good on you, 50 Cent. That's all I'm saying. Good on you. The project reportedly earned him 700 Bitcoins. Abby, put 700 in. Let's see how much he made. Oh, no, I can tell you, it's written down here. Sorry. 700 bitcoins in total. At the time, each bitcoin was worth $662. So 50 pocketed $463,000 in sales. But if he'd done it now, he'd have made about $1 billion. But maybe he's kept his bitcoin. What even is bitcoin? I don't understand, because I feel like it's like the money on Mario Kart when you're driving around that you jump and you, you know, it goes go bing, or like Crash Bandicoot where you like eat the money. That's what I imagine Bitcoin to be, just like big metal circles that are like floating in the sky. Here we go. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency and worldwide payment system. It is the first decentralized digital currency, as the system works without a central bank or single administration. Please don't turn off the radio. We're not going to talk about this anymore. But it is quite funny that 50 Cent stopped being a stopped being bankrupt because he invested in Bitcoin and now is a millionaire. Good on him. 50 left all 700 bitcoins sitting in his account for years, during which the cryptocurrency coin rose from relative obscurity to become a money printing machine, with Bitcoin's current value sitting right around $11,000. 700 bitcoins are now worth $7 million. Wow. Don't we all feel like idiots that we didn't release our albums via Bitcoin? I certainly feel stupid. Talking of another really stupid thing that happened recently, a boy from Vice, a Vice reporter, decided to start up a fake restaurant. Now, I know this isn't strictly music related, but the reason I'm telling this story is because it's got quite a funny music twist to it. So he decided that he was going to like trick TripAdvisor, because TripAdvisor I use quite often to like choose where I'm going to eat or whatever. It's quite good reviews, and also the reviews can often be quite hilarious if you like to hear about people's personal lives and how weird people can be. So yeah, he decided to set up at this fake restaurant and get all of his mates to review it, and it ended up going from 8,000 something, number 8,000 in the ranking of London, to number 1. Yes, that's correct. He managed to get a fake restaurant to number 1 on TripAdvisor. But the whole story is quite amazing. He would get paid £10 before to write fake TripAdvisor reviews. So he wanted to like push the system and work out how far he could go. He called it the Shell at Dulwich, and then decided, after all these people had been ringing and ringing and ringing, being like, I want a reservation, I'll do anything, he was like, I'm going to actually open this number 1 restaurant for one night only. Bear in mind, the Shell at Dulwich was actually his back garden shed. And he didn't have any money to do the launch, so he got £1 ready meals and put grass and garden flowers on top of them to make them look more expensive. And the music element here, ladies and gentlemen, is that he got a DJ to play a DJ set that was just the sounds of being in a restaurant. So each track was like New York City Eatery, The Bronx at lunchtime. And so the DJ set was obviously high octane, and people's reviews of the food were unbelievably good on the night, and they were eating literally like vegetable lasagna from I think Iceland for £1. Each meal cost less than £1, and yeah, basically he absolutely mugged everyone off. And had people on the night trying to book again, despite the fact that they just ate a ready meal with some grass on top. So big up to that guy, because actually, I mean, it's quite frustratingly ridiculous that he managed to do that. Uber Butler, you smashed it, babe. Now, very exciting, Dan Kaplan is in the building. We're going to be chatting to him in just a hot minute. But before that, let's play a little bit of Mabel's brand new track featuring Notes. This is Fine Line.
Well, for me. Every time you say my name, you ain't committed no crimes before, no fella, but you dangerous. All these other people hating us, but we don't give a fuck what they say to us. You got me and I know I got you. Everybody's eyes on us when we talk through. Oh yeah.
Presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Drummer of Ezra Collective, Femi is on the line. Your
Thank
album
you
won Best Jazz Album in the World Wide
Wow.
Award.
Yeah. That's big.
What a way to start the year.
And also, it's at the same time me getting to see you guys, the official band for artists like Pharoah Monch, too. I'm just like,
exactly.
Yay!
Them moments there, that's what I think about when things start going so well. Because when Pharoah first followed at us, it was like a bunch of 18-year-olds just happy to play. Just so special that the way we felt then is the same way we feel now.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. You're still locked into FUBAR Radio. Dan Kaplan joins me in the studio.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, not too bad. How are you?
Very, very well. All the better for seeing you.
Oh, thank you.
It's lovely to have you in. You're absolutely... Things are just popping right now for
you. It's been a good start to the year.
Yeah. Some really exciting, like, collabs. You've done a lot of exciting tours. You toured with Rag & Bone Man,
yep.
Anne-Marie,
yep.
Hon,
yep.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, there's a. I've done quite a lot of tours.
You've got loads of fame. I'm going to pick up all those names I've just dropped.
Yeah, I know. My friends will call me an absolute douchebag for it. But.
No, man. Like, Rag and Bone Man, you did a little sort of gig that he put together, right? And you became friendly and he asked you to tour with him. Was that right?
That was about 2015, so like 3 years ago. It was down in Brixton Jam. And we just played and we just got on from there. And then, you know, when he blew up last year, he asked me to come on.
He's really nice, isn't he?
He's such a legend. And like, it's with a big lad, he looks daunting as hell.
And he really is tall. Like, he is like six foot eight.
There's a photo of us and I just looks like such a shrimp.
Well, I met him. I did a little, he did the Vivo Halloween and I was hosting. I was hosting it. So I did a little interview
with
him.
What was he dressed as?
He dressed as I was going to say Death Eater, but not. He was a hooded, like, death person.
Oh, right, yeah.
But he, what was he
like
said?
Like Grim Reaper.
I was like, what are you dressing up as? And he was like, a tall, hairy thing. And I was like, oh, yeah,
you nailed that.
Yeah,
you do
really
that every morning.
No, he's such a nice guy. Did you have a great time on tour?
Yeah, it was good, man. I mean, the thing with tour is, like, you can't really have too much fun because you've got to sing the next day. Well, I mean, all the band can go have fun. But no, it was wicked. Like,
they don't have to use their voice.
But like, no, it was good. We had some good chats after the shows, and and then the last night we had a big bit of a party.
A banger. What did you do?
Well, we were in Nottingham, and then we kind of had a couple of drinks behind stage. Carol Vorderman came back.
Are you joking?
I was doing shots with Carol Vorderman and her daughter. It was great.
You were about to tell me that it was low key and you were doing shots with Carol Vorderman.
Mate, we were just trying to,
I need to come through to Rag and Bone Man.
Mate,
like,
honestly, she came to like two or three of the shows and so she was in my dressing room and I walked in and I was like, what the fuck is Carol Vorderman doing?
She's here to give you a maths exam.
Sit tight. I was like, no. I just hit myself on my knee.
Oh, you're so excited about Carol.
Well, she's a legend.
She's a hottie as well.
Yeah, she is a hottie.
She's a real MILF.
Shout out, Carol.
Shout out. God, I can't believe you've really stunned me there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the person that I was expecting you to be doing shots with.
No, she's a good girl. Woman.
Ready for the segue? Did you drink any flat champagne with her?
Ding, 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 ding.
You are welcome. You're welcome. No, I wanted to talk a bit about this because obviously featuring Ray Black, your new single. Wow.
Yes. No.
It released like you put it out in last year. Didn't
you? We put it out like in the summer last year.
Yeah, summer. Perfect timing as well because obviously she just won the BBC Music Prize and she's hot.
She's super and she's so talented.
Her voice.
Like when she recorded it, I was in the studio and I was just like, shit, I need to go back and do my bits. I was like with the producers, like, no, I can do better than that. I can do better.
Yeah, wait, I need three more goes. Yeah, but she's like one of those artists as well. She didn't release anything other than this, really. Mm. Like, she obviously, we had the songs that she'd done before.
Doing Me, wasn't
it? Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But it must have been exciting for you to sort of snag her in the height of that excitement and for such a sick tune. I really like it because it sort of focuses on the younger generation, how much we want success and fame, but also you can have fun with no money, right?
That's exactly the vibe, and I'm living to that still to this day.
No, I bet now, have you sort of like, because of all this, you know, you track with Rudimental, track with Lebat, are you like drinking fizzy champagne now? Is it that the levels?
No,
it's Prosecco, it's, at least,
yeah,
come
pretty,
on.
Maybe like, half a glass of Prosecco. Right.
You're treating yourself.
Yeah, you know.
No, big tune though. Tell me a bit about the writing process for that one. Where did it come from?
Which, Flat Champagne?
Yeah.
So I was in the studio I've written about 5 or 6 songs called Flat Champagne since like 2013.
So it was an it was an idea that you had that you wanted to work into the right one.
Yeah, I wrote it like loads of different ways. And then finally, kind of, I was in with Jordan and a guy called Banan. And I was like, I've got this title. I've written about 5 different versions. Let's try it again. And then we got it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of good. So yeah, so it was a labor of love. But yeah,
that's interesting. Right. I've never heard that before with an artist. I've never heard that they've had a title they were just so connected to, and they just hadn't quite.
Yeah, no, because there's like 4 or 5. I mean, and also like when I've written it with other people. So when I went to register it, there was loads of Flat Champagnes by me. I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
I had to go back and like, sorry, guys.
I'm fighting against myself.
Yeah, I actually nailed it. take those ones on off. Yeah, it was
amazing. It. Literally up against yourself in 5 different kinds. And also, had you already worked with Ray, or was it like a...
No, I'd say like, I was going to write with her because I did co-writing with other artists. So I was going to write with her and sent her over the SoundCloud of like all my songs. And she heard that, and then we were looking for a feature. So, like, we were going to have a rapper on it. Actually, I can say it now. We had Macklemore on it originally.
Just Macklemore?
Yeah, but...
Casual.
Yeah, we couldn't do it, obviously, because the Rudimental song was coming out, which makes sense.
Huge artists to choose from, Black and Macklemore.
I remember sitting there when I got home. I was like, well, this is cool.
This is not even a second best, is it? It's like best amazing people.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're both amazing artists. But Ray just likes, that's how it came about.
To be honest, I'm pleased that you picked a girl, because I think a girl on it really works. Not that, obviously, I didn't hear the Macklemore version, but...
it was pretty good as well.
Darn it. Maybe you can release that later.
Yeah. No, mate, Ray's one's... She just sounds great on it.
Oh, God. Her voice is just like milk. It's so soft and like... Oh, love it.
What a babe.
Well, talking about Macklemore, another segue. Really good at these segues.
Mate, you're smashing it.
I know, right? You caught their attention. Well, and you went and wrote for them, right? In the Did you go over to the US?
For Macklemore?
Yeah.
Yes. I went over there about this time last year.
And obviously you're now on the song with them, with Rudimental. Is that sort of, it was that sort of one huge motion that occurred sort of from one to the next? Because Jess Glynn, of course, is on the track as well.
Yeah. She was like a late minute addition end of last year. But no, this song I wrote originally for my own project. And that was about 2 years ago.
And it was stolen.
Well, no, it was stolen. I mean, because, you know, obviously Rudimental are such amazing producers. They kind of, you know, they brought it up to the next level. And then they asked for Macklemore, and then he asked for me, and then I flew over there and worked on his album.
It was good vibes all round.
I was pinching myself, like, when I kind of, my mates were like, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, I'm just off to work with Macklemore.
Just V casual. Very casual weekend. Yeah. Very casual weekend. Well, I think as well, you've got to remember that it's down to not just luck, but talent as well. You've got that in your bones, haven't you?
I mean, there's a certain amount of luck, but also if you're working hard in the right place and got a bit of talent, it kind of helps.
But I think it's the time and the hour of the producer, because it's happening a lot now that producers like yourself and writers are going into studios, and then they're actually going, well, this is a song I'm doing for me. And they're like, oh, wait, this is really good. Like, let's do it.
You know?
And that's kind of going on a lot at the moment.
Yeah, I mean the height of collaboration now. I mean, like we were talking earlier about, you know, Mabel and Notes, and you know, there's loads of people, like, and it's great to see, like, the kind of, you know, the mashing
beautiful.
Up of everyone just being like, right, let's work together.
Yeah,
just get double amount of fans.
I think everybody's realised that there's no negative side effects of working with your peers.
No, not at all. It's good. Like, And also it pushes it, because, like, you know, we're all kind of, you know, insecure but also competitive. So, like,
oh, yeah.
When you're with someone and they're good, you're like, it makes you egg you on to be like, right, I'm going to be better than them.
Whereas I think in the past, potentially, with the music industry, it was spin more like, ooh, you've got to be better than them and fight them. You've got to be like, I'm going to be in a fight with you. Yeah, whereas now it's sort of like, you know, back in the days when Robbie Williams used to pick a fight with Liam Gallagher on the Brit stage.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, yeah, no.
Who wants me to see me fight Liam Gallagher? Not really anyone, Robbie, actually.
You definitely wouldn't have won.
Also, like, yeah.
He would have got the shit kicked
out of him. Neither of you would have done that. You probably would have, like, pretended to do a duel. Anyway, so let's talk a bit more about the Rudimental track. It's called These Days, featuring Macklemore, you, and of course, Jess.
Yeah.
What was it like in the... Did you obviously... Because as you said, Jess came on a little bit later. What was that... Why was that decision made? Did you want a girl vibe on the track? Or?
Yeah, as a duet, it sounds better. Because, like, if it's... You know, if it's one-sided, it sounds... You know, it could be taken as a negative song, which it isn't. But, like, with having her... And also, her voices sounded really good together. Like,
she's got a nuts voice.
She's got, like... She's hella husky, man.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was husky. And, like, we did a live version that's coming out soon. And we were just both looking at each other like, we're pretty husky, aren't
pretty
we?
Sick. Pretty sick. Pretty sick vibes in this room.
Yeah. Oh, dear. What a douchebag.
Listen, if I were you, I'd be a douchebag, and you're not even halfway to being a douchebag yet.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit. Are you feeling a little bit pinch yourself at the moment? Is that the sort of general consensus of...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to have a, you know, the first... song in the top 40, which is...
Well...
Yeah.
That's great. Weird, isn't it?
It's, yeah, I mean, like... It's
I'm
not
saying that like I've had a song. It's weird, isn't it, when you get a song in the top 40? Know. I've had loads. Yeah, it must be a kind of strange feeling.
It's cool. I mean, like, and also because I've been working on the song for so long, it's good to have it out and everyone being, like, reacting like how we wanted to.
And also, the Rudimental guys are really lovely, aren't
They're
they?
They're wicked, man. Like, you know, after we wrapped up the shoot, we went and had a little party in the studio, and they're just... It's lovely lads, because when you're in the studio, you're working quite a lot. Mm. But we got to just hang out and just.
It's good to hear that you've been doing some work. Dan.
Yeah, well, you know, yin and yang. You got
out the rough with the smooth, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're obviously quite well known for breaking artists like Anne Marie, Ella Eyre, Emenike.
Yeah.
That on that front must be cool for you, because obviously everybody looks to them. Sam Smith as well. Yeah. Everybody looks to them as kind of like, oh, well, you're the place to go when we want to find a new artist.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it is quite... It's, I mean,
is that daunting?
The names you just listed are... up until now, no. But now you just said it. I was like, that's some of the biggest artists in the world. That's some successful UK artists there.
Yeah, but it sounds like everything that's going for you is like somebody's looking down on you and making things happen, because you've got a fantastic voice, but also I really like the storytelling element of your songs.
There's got to be. If it hasn't got... I remember reading like a Streets quote from Mark Skinner, and he's like if the song does have a story, then it's fucking shit.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that's not a direct quote, but like it's basically what he was saying.
But that's coming from the man of storytelling music himself,
you know, like the fact he could put us like in a lyric about Connect Four, like, I'm just like genius.
Yeah. I really like Two Fingers.
Thank you.
That really resonated with me, because I feel not because of
not because of the cheating
element, but because of the realistic side of the fact that every single person on earth has either experienced it, done it, or had someone they know had it happen to them, and I really enjoyed the two-sided element to it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got...
Like, you being naughty and someone being naughty to you, because that was kind of, like, a little bit... It was a little bit nicer that it wasn't just one of those...
No, I mean, because, like, I got a lot of phone calls from exes.
I was going to say...
Was that about me? I'm like, no, it wasn't. That was about me, wasn't it, you bastard? Like, honestly, it was a story. It wasn't...
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, 100%. Does it mean, like... You know,
are you a gentleman, Dan? I wanna know.
I believe I am.
Okay, good.
I mean, some people might say I'm not, but I think I am.
Has anyone ever done it to you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, cool.
But then who knows?
Who knows? Girls, if you're listening, hit us up, let us know. Give us the true story. We want to know. You obviously come from a background of you play the cello. You play amongst loads of other instruments. And in your live sets, you use the cello.
Yeah.
First question, really, really heavy.
I was carrying it around today, and I think I've done my backing. It's and also like I trip over it all the time. I should have picked another instrument as a kid.
I was gonna say
it's so dumb.
I definitely picked the recorder for the reason
that
it's
recorder been easy and you know straight out of your sleeve. Start playing easy.
You could have been literally imagine you could have had one of those hand flicks that the recorder just comes. Although with the recorder you wouldn't be able to sing.
No, you could beatbox record though. Have you seen that before? When people play the recorder and beatbox, it's really cool.
Do they have any breath left in their body?
No. It's like kind of this didgeridoo sort of style. It's like just never ending.
That's my version of the recorder.
You nailed it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
We need to get that on record.
Yes. Yeah, I'll come on a song featuring Harriet Rose.
Record a solo.
Do you like the idea that you sort of bring that fairly classical, old school, and some would say boring instrument because relate it to school, they relate it to a classical, you know, something that might not be a star, and you're making it cool, you're making it kind of relevant and young and new. Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, I mean like it wasn't a cool instrument growing up playing. Like it was, you know, all the cool kids were playing guitar and, you know,
saxophone.
Drums. Yeah, you know, I'm just like a 7-year-old walking around with something that's twice the size of it, just like, oh well, you know, I'll play some Mozart. But like, you know, as I got older, like, you know, it's just cool finding your own style with a odd instrument in pop music.
I think it just brings an extra element for us normal people watching you, the ones that don't know anything about music. It's for me, you know, watching you perform. I saw a couple of your videos of you doing live performances just you and the cello, and it's really beautiful, and also you kind of don't know it's a cello when you're playing. It's I don't know. It's just seems like bring another element to it.
Yeah, I mean, like it's when you see the setup when we were doing the Rag and Bone Man tour. Like when I came on and just sat down and started playing, everyone was just like, "What the fuck?"
But did you win them over?
I did. I mean, like, I think the only one I had a bit of trouble with was Bristol, but eventually I did.
Bristol, we're coming back for you.
Yeah, I'm coming back with vengeance.
Before you go, I've got a little game to play with you.
Yes.
It's called Shit or Hit.
Oh, nice.
All you have to do is listen to the track. It's a little clip, and you tell me whether you think it's a shit.
Okay.
Or if it's a hit.
This is harsh, but yeah, okay.
No, it is. It's a really harsh game.
Hello.
It's going to kick off with Troy Sivan. We love a bit of Troy Sivan.
Is it the My My My?
Yeah. Okay, let's listen. You've heard it, but let's listen to a little clip anyway. Troy Sivan, my, he's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Come from YouTube. Good songwriter though, knows what he's doing.
No, that's definitely a hit. It's a good tune.
I'm a fan of him as well.
Yeah, well, because he's quite up with the gay rights, isn't he?
Yeah, he does a lot because he's gay himself, and I think he does a lot for young people in the gay community, which is amazing.
Which, you got to respect that, innit?
100%.
Yeah, hit.
Up next, we've got Yeba. Now, this girl has got a set of lines, man.
She's so sick.
This is Evergreen. I hate when I say set of lungs because that sounds so disgusting, doesn't it? Sorry, Yeba, I didn't mean
so
that.
So biological.
How amazing.
She's wicked.
So that's a hit from you
then? Yeah, the girl who wrote it with it, she played it to me like a couple of months before it came out, and I was just so envious. I was like, this is bullshit.
It was Ray who actually showed me that song because she kind of knows her, and she played me a song that she sang live that made me cry.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it is, but
in my mind.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's incredible, man.
Her voice, the levels, it's like Adele vibes.
Yeah,
she's got like that huge voice.
No, I teared up on a bus watching that.
Yeah. I'm glad we're crying together.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Okay, final one. We've just discussed a minute ago on the show. This is Rams Barking.
I might make my ting from barking. 7 a.m. in the morning. She's calling, I'm yawning. She's jarring, no stalling.
Feel bad that she's jarring, whoever she is.
Also, that's good vocabulary.
Yeah. so what are we saying? Shit or
mate,
hit?
That's going to be number one, isn't it, this week?
I think so, yeah. Oh, no, he's up against Drake and
Eminem. Oh, yeah, of course. That's tough.
But quite sick to be up against Drake and Eminem.
He's doing so I was walking down Camden Road about 20 minutes ago, and I heard it three times from three different cars. I mean, they might have been all on the same radio station, but I was like, okay, this is too much. much now.
Or you're being, or you're being followed.
Yeah, I think that's, it might be I'm being followed. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
Honestly, it's been a real pleasure. We're going to play a little bit of These Days. Will you introduce your hit for us?
My name is Dan Kaplan. That was really shit. Let me do that
my
again.
My
name's... hi, oh, fuck's sake.
You're okay, it's okay. Yeah, don't worry.
Hi, I'm Dan Kaplan, and this is my song, These Days, with Rudimental, Jess Glynn, and Macklemore. There we go.
Yay!
It's a lot of people.
It's not like this is live or anything.
No.
Thank you so much. We'll
Thanks
see you again
me,
soon.
Man. Thanks for having me.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days, all our troubles we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days, show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on. Traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Though I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are and that we are not alone.
In the studio doing an overhead clap. That's a banger. Dan Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen, what a babe. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolutely lovely show. Thanks to Matter, Crits 93, and of course Dan Kaplan and Kimo Frankel for talking to us on the phone last week. Up next, it's Stephen Leng and Lizzie Cundy. Very excited for their show. Finishing off today with an uber banger, it's Tiptoe. Jason Derulo will catch you this time next week / 2 hours earlier, because that's when the show starts.
Derulo. Wine for me, darling. Where you move your spine is alarming. Man, why you just...
Big fat thing overflowing. Skin tight dress, couldn't hold it. Way too thick like it's swollen. Girl, you're too bad and you know it. When you drop down, lose focus. When I think clap, that's a bonus. That cake looking at potential.
advertising. Backpack full, that's a crisis. Bring that body my way. Can't take it off my brain. Look like you do ballet. Yeah, hold tight when you tiptoe. Shake something when you tiptoe. Like that, all tight when you tiptoe. Hey yo, God bless you from behind it. One hand up like the Heisman. First class seat when you're riding. Wine that thing like it's spineless. Bring that body my way. Can't take it off my brain. Look like you do ballet. Yo, all tight when you tiptoe. No brakes when you push that back. Left, right, do it just like that. Hold tight when you tiptoe.
Looking like a disco. Who that be? In that drop, be my sorry. Who that be? Blowing gas at the Rari. Fresh vanilla smooth like a 100-year wine. And I sneak her from behind. What's your name? What's your sign? Huh?
Wine for me, darling.
You wanna dock in a fly out?
Wine for me, darling.
Baby, you wanna lease, rent, or buy out?
Wine for me, darling.
And that money keep blowing. Swat, shorty, tip tongue. Got your left cheek showing my tip. Huh?
Bring that body in my way.
My way.
Can't take it off my bread. Look like you do ballet.